With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Life is slowing down pretty quickly for two Chatham-Kent residents in their 20s who went for a rip along Merlin Road just west of Chatham yesterday afternoon. Police say an officer who was conducting speed enforcement near Prairie Siding pulled over two vehicles at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon that were both going at least 150 kilometers per hour in an 80 zone. A 25-year-old Dover Township woman and a 21-year-old Tilbury man were both charged with speeding and stunt driving. Their driver's licenses were suspended for a month, and their vehicles were impounded for 14 days. Chatham-Kent Police say no injuries were reported after a person in crisis prompted a heavy police response at the Charing Cross Road overpass at the Highway 401 yesterday. Several police cruisers were seen blocking the overpass at around 6 o'clock last night. OPP were also called in to shut down traffic on the 401 while officers spoke to a person who was standing at the edge of the bridge over the highway. Police say they were able to bring a peaceful conclusion and that the person was taken to safety and given the support they need. A 27-year-old West Lauren man is facing a handful of charges after a traffic stop in Chatham turned into a drug bust. Police say they pulled over a vehicle on Grand Avenue East in Chatham yesterday as part of an ongoing drug trafficking investigation and arrested the driver. Police say when they searched the person and the vehicle, they ended up finding more than $45,000 worth of fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine. Officers also say the man didn't have a valid driver's license. He was charged and later released with a future court date. Public Health Ontario reports the first death from measles in more than a decade. The deceased is a child under the age of 5 who is not vaccinated against the virus. The director at the Centre for Vaccine Preventable Diseases told the Toronto Star she couldn't even remember when the last death was. Shelley Belotin says Canada declared measles eradicated in 1998, but this year the province has recorded 22 cases. The Smile Cookie campaign totals are in for Chatham, Wallaceburg, and Dresden, and it's putting a smile on more than a few faces at the Children's Treatment Center Foundation of Chatham-Kent. This year's campaign raised $54,000 for the foundation through the sale of Smile Cookies. Over 150 volunteers from the community assisted with baking and decorating Smile Cookies at the Chatham Armory Kitchen. And Walpole Island First Nation is welcoming everyone to come celebrate and experience its culture over the long weekend. The Bekejuanong Territory is hosting its 30th annual Spring Powwow on May 18th and the 19th. This year's theme is Remembering Our Ancestors. A COVID memorial dance is planned for Saturday afternoon, but there will also be other dances, traditional drumming and singing, and three grand entries, two on Saturday and one on Sunday. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler is on the course at the PGA Championship hours after he was arrested for not following police orders at the scene of a crash. The Associated Press says he was arrested, dressed in a jail shirt for a mugshot, then released, all within the span of 3 hours this morning. His attorney says the arrest was a big misunderstanding. The Chatham-Kent Barnstormers kick off their first ever season tonight on the road. They're in Brantford taking on the Red Sox at 8 tonight in their Intercounty Baseball League opener. The Barnstormers home opener is tomorrow night at Fergie Jenkins Field in Chatham. The Bruins and Avalanche are on the brink of elimination tonight with two playoff games on the ice in the NHL. The Florida Panthers can knock off the Bruins with a win in Boston. The Stars will try to eliminate the Avalanche in Colorado. The Lakeshore Canadiens can bring home the PJHL title tonight as they take on Clarington on the road. Lakeshore is up 3-1. The Jays and Tigers are both on the field tonight. Toronto's hosting Tampa Bay. Detroit is visiting Arizona. And in the NBA playoffs, the Knicks can knock off the Pacers tonight. New York is taking on Indiana in Game 6. Showers ending early this afternoon with a high of 23 Celsius, feeling like 29. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm early this evening, low 14. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 25, feeling like 30. And sunny on Sunday and Monday, highs of around 28 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.